Welcome to Commerce Media Minute. I'm Sean Ayala. Today we're covering Walmart's continued growth in advertising, some new research from Roku and Amazon that sent me down another measurement rabbit hole, and Best Buy showing up somewhere I wasn't necessarily expecting to find a retailer. Three different stories, but I think there's actually a connection between all of them. Let's get started. First up, Walmart. A couple episodes ago, we talked about Walmart completing its acquisition of Vibe, the self-service connected TV advertising platform. And that story left me asking a question. At what point does a retail media network become something bigger than a retail media network? Well, Walmart's latest earnings gave me another reason to keep asking that question. Walmart reported its second quarter results this week, and buried inside all of those numbers was one that immediately caught my attention. Global advertising grew 38%. And Walmart Connect in the US grew 43%, excluding Vizio. 43%. Now, I'm not a financial analyst, so I'm not going to pretend to break down Walmart's earnings here. What interests me is what that number says about the direction of the business. Because look at everything Walmart has been assembling. There are the stores, the e-commerce business, marketplace, first-party shopping data, Walmart Plus, Vizio, and now Vibe brings another piece of streaming advertising technology into the picture. Walmart itself has been describing advertising, marketplace, fulfillment services, membership, and other commerce solutions as businesses that are strengthening the economics of the company. And that's what I'm trying to understand. Maybe retail media isn't simply advertising inside a retail business anymore. Maybe advertising is increasingly becoming part of the actual business model of retail. Those sound similar, but I think there's a difference. And for brands and agencies, that could change how we think about retailers as media partners. We're not just talking about sponsored search results anymore. That's been long gone. We're talking about stores, e-commerce, streaming, audiences, measurement, and transactions increasingly being connected together. I don't know exactly where that leads, but 43% growth certainly gives me another reason to keep watching. Topic number two. Speaking of streaming, Roku and Amazon Ads published some new research this week that caught my attention. And there's one number you're probably going to see quoted from it. 87%. The analysis looked at more than 400 brands running through Amazon DSP. According to Roku, on days when Roku Media Connected TV advertising was running, the brand's non-CTV channel generated 87% higher return on ad spend compared with comparable days when Roku Media CTV wasn't running. That's a big number. But after my whole iROAS rabbit hole a couple of weeks ago, I immediately had another question. How did they calculate it? Apparently, I've become that person now. Roku says they've also tried to account for other things that could have influenced the results. Things like promotions, pricings, seasonality, and how much brands were spending on other advertising. Basically, they were trying to answer a pretty simple question. Was CTV actually making a difference, or was something else driving those results? The research also found that 55% of sales across the brands analyzed came from new-to-brand customers, meaning those shoppers hadn't purchased from those participating brands during the previous 12 months. Now, I want to be careful here. This is research coming from Roku and Amazon around their own advertising ecosystem. So I'm not taking this as run CTV and your other advertising suddenly performs 87% better. That's not what I'm saying. What I find interesting is the measurement question underneath it. What if the value of an advertisement doesn't always show up in the channel where the advertisement appeared? Someone sees something on their television. Later, they search for the brand. Maybe they visit a product page. Eventually, they buy. Which channel gets the credit? which suddenly I'm back in another measurement rabbit hole. But maybe that's the lesson. As commerce media becomes more connected, measuring every channel independently may tell us less about how people actually shop. That's something I'm definitely going to keep learning about. Topic number three. My last story this week is one I have a little closer connection to. Full disclosure, I work at Best Buy, but Commerce Media Minute is my independent project, and these are my own observations. This week, Best Buy opened a virtual store inside Fortnite Drive City. Yes, Fortnite the game. So what does this mean? Players can actually visit a virtual store. They can explore different departments. They can interact with areas like Geek Squad, collect Best Buy tags, complete a quest, and unlock in-game rewards. And when I saw this, my first reaction was, wow, that's cool. But then I started thinking about it from a marketing perspective, because this isn't really a traditional advertisement. It's not a banner. It's not a sponsored product. It's not a 30-second commercial. The store itself becomes part of the Fortnite experience, and I think that's the part worth watching. We've spent a lot of time on this show talking about how the boundaries between media and commerce keep getting blurry. Streaming becomes shoppable. Social platforms become storefronts. Retailers become media companies. And now a retailer can essentially become part of a video game world. I'm not suggesting everybody suddenly needs to build a virtual store in Fortnite, but I am curious about what happens as brands stop thinking only about placing advertising around entertainment and start thinking about how they can actually become part of the entertainment experience. And gaming seems like a really interesting place to watch that happen. Especially because younger consumers don't necessarily separate media into all the neat little categories marketers do. They're playing, watching, searching, sharing, streaming, shopping, sometimes all within the same hour. So for me, the interesting question isn't whether a virtual Best Buy store sells more televisions. It's much broader. What does a retail experience become when the store itself is media? That question, I don't know. But that's another question I'm adding to the list. So those were my three rabbit holes this week. Walmart's advertising growth gave us another signal that commerce media is becoming increasingly important to the economics of retail. Roku and Amazon made me think about whether we're giving individual channels too much credit or maybe not enough when we're trying to understand advertising performance. And Best Buy entering Fortnite reminded me that sometimes the next media surface might not look like media at all. If there's one thing to remember this week, it's this. Commerce media isn't just expanding into more channels. The boundaries between the store, the screen, the media, and the transaction are starting to disappear. And I'm still trying to figure out what that means right along with everybody else. Thanks for listening to Commerce Media Minute. If you're enjoying the show, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can find more of what I'm learning, what I'm documenting about commerce media at SeanAyala.com. Until next time, I'm Sean Ayala.